Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Two recent events got me thinking about human time versus natural time. Certainly in animal behavioral work and dealing with animals that have behavioral problems, timing comes up a lot. But when it does, it revolves around finding ways to help people overcome their impatience and their inconsistency so that they can help their animals learn and make the necessary changes more quickly. Two recent events made me think about the difference between human time and natural time in the greater scheme of things. One was something that happens to me almost every day of the year. When I wake up with the idea of getting up for the day, my animals respond differently than they do if I get up to go to the bathroom or whatever. This isn't unique. I'm sure anyone who has animals has had this experience. So if I get up, I sometimes have to nudge sleeping dog bodies out of the way. And ditto for the cat. Although Bamboo the kitten, even now, when he's not even 3 months old as I record this, he's a law unto himself. Sometimes he sleeps with us, sometimes he sleeps on top of BB's crate downstairs, sometimes he patrols around, who knows what he does. He's a cat and he's very self-assured in his catness. But when I get up for the day and all I have to do is think about getting up for the day, I don't move in any different way. It's not like I roll over and look at the clock and groan or anything like that. There's just something, though, about my mindset, the fact that I've decided I'm going to get up compared to when I get up to go to the bathroom, when I sort of stay in that half awake, half asleep sort of zombie state. But as soon as that happens, Frick comes and lays down on my chest and slowly wags her tail. And the younger, more exuberant Ollie comes up beside her, and his tail is going a mile a minute, and he's jumping around and dancing and everything else. And from somewhere on the bed, Bamboo begins to purr. I don't know when he came on the bed. I don't know if he was there most of the night, part of the night, whether he just jumped on the bed lightly because he's so little. I wouldn't feel him with all the tail banging going on from the dogs. And so the day has begun. Sometimes when I take them out and it's just starting to get light, when we first go out, it will be almost completely silent. I might hear and see a few bats flying back into the woods after their insect forages overnight, but that's about it. And then all of a sudden, the birds will start to sing. And they have this special dawn sound. So it's not exactly like the dawn chorus of the howler monkeys in my house, but there are definitely time-associated behaviors, and the animals obviously have a sense of time. But it's not our time. It's not human time. Someone once said that time began when man began. And I think we need to rephrase that and say that human time began when humans began. I've seen an interesting phenomenon, which is that as our measurement of time has become more and more precise, we as a species have become more and more impatient. In the old days, I used to roll over and look at my analog clock and note that it was, it was about a quarter to. Now, whether I like it or not, when I roll over, I'm going to see that it is exactly 47 minutes before the hour. Whether I want to or not, I'm going to get the time down to the minute. Now, the interesting thing about this, And what I'm seeing, too, with a fair number of people who have trouble with their animals, is that even as we have these more precise measurements of time, we personally have less and less concept of normal time. So I have these digital clocks. They're everywhere, right? And I live in the boonies, and these electronic instruments are so delicate that as soon as the power sneezes, they go out. And so I have to reset them. And unlike my old-fashioned analog watch, which if I overshoot the time when I'm setting it, I can simply back it up. You can't do that with a digital clock. You have to go through the whole doggone sequence of minutes and hours for the whole doggone day again. And so I don't do it. Because there's going to be another power surge, there's going to be another power outage, and it's just going to be the same thing all over again. So what's happened in a lot of places is now that we have all these precise measurements of time, we don't know what time it is. We either don't waste time setting the clocks at all, or we leave them wherever they happened to stop when we were setting them, and that's it. But nature isn't like that. Even the things in nature that appear to be so out of sync and so unnatural have their own sense of time. Take my peony bush. I've had a peony bush for over 20 years here. And the most my peony bush had ever produced were three or four flowers, in spite of everything I did. And those three or four flowers used to come out over a period of days. This spring has been incredibly wet and gray. And apparently that pleased the peony. Because suddenly last week, in the midst of the rain, it bloomed. And not just one flower, almost every single bud on that bush opened and bloomed at the same time. And then, because it was raining so hard, and because of the weight of all those huge flowers, the flowers started to get beaten into the ground. And so I had to pick them. I had to pick them all and bring them in. And I know they won't last. But for a very, very brief period of time, the house is filled with the scent of peony blossoms. That's their time, and it's the right time, and it's the perfect time. Just as it's the perfect time in that brief interval when it rains in the desert, and frogs lay their eggs, and their young hatch out, and they mature to lay their eggs and hibernate again until the next rain. That's natural time. That's patience. That's the world that our animals live in. They don't live in the time of the stopwatch that determines a good agility run or top spot in the obedience ring. In case you wonder what that is, that's a stuffed rabbit Bibi's playing with. She's picking up all the toys and throwing them around on the rug in the kitchen. It's her playtime. So that's time. And now it's time for Ollie to join Bibi for the usual recording play session. So that's time. That's natural time. That's animal time. It's patience. It's consistency. I watch Bamboo even, again, not even 3 months old, as he stalks Ollie. Or he stalks Frick, and he freezes. He waits. He waits, and he waits, and he waits until the time is exactly right. And then he moves. And you don't see that little kitten going, this is, oh, how long do I have to do this? Oh, geez, what do you mean I have to do this every time I want to catch that tail? Oh, come on. Isn't there a drug? Don't I get a treat for this? I can't do this. And yet there he is, barely 3 months old. Patience, self-control, natural time. Thoreau said that time is but the stream he goes a-fishing in. Take a look at the animals around you. Take a look at the natural world, the plants, the flowers that are in bloom, the flowers that are going by, the vegetables that are starting to grow. And think about real time, not the seconds, the nanoseconds that it takes the email to fly, or all those things we consider so important. Think about natural time and how you fit in with it. That'll give you a good idea of how you fit in with nature and how you fit in with the animals in your life.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.